This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Happy Friday. It is 9:07 and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No, I don't want to work. Market hard. Welcome, my friends, to the fourth and final hour of our get-together. We affectionately call it the 9 o'clock stretch. It feels good. And I just want to remind you, my friends, my Sky listeners, the Bob Rose Show is now a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple, Spotify, or the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. You can catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Bob Rose Show, and hit the follow button. So you get every minute on your time when you want it.
Easy enough.
There you go. So, a guy falls in a shower and breaks his arm.
Okay.
Not exactly a story.
Not earth-shattering, no.
But this guy's a little different, and the reason he claims he fell down in the shower is, well, it's a little bit different as well. His large appendage got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And something else I learned from this story is there is a place in Iceland. Now, this guy is from England, I believe, but in Iceland, there is a museum called the Phallological Museum.
Gotcha.
Okay.
We're following along. Yeah.
And he has a plaster cast of part of him in that museum because apparently it is a world record.
Mm-hmm.
Well, be careful what you wish for. Because he was in the shower doing his thing, and it kind of got in the way, and he fell and broke his arm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said, it's not that easy to see my feet. As I was rushing to get ready for work, I didn't see the excess shower gel in the tub because, well, there was something blocking my view. So I slipped on it, causing me to fall out of the tub and completely head first and cracked my shoulder on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he ended up with two fractures, which left him in excruciating pain and forced him to wear a sling. He said, I've had close calls or minor falls before, but never thing like this or this severe. And he says, usually it's just been when I've had a partner in the shower with me. You scrub my back, I'll scrub yours. I've heard that. Scratch. Okay.
Somehow it doesn't surprise me that you did the story versus Patrick Johnson during the regular newscast.
Did you say Johnson?
I was talking about our news guy.
Barr has, this guy's name is Barr. He is resolved to shower less quickly. He's also invested in a bath mat, so he's less likely to lose his footing even when his view is obstructed.
Good idea.
Okay, I know what you're wondering.
Really?
Okay. Yes, I know what you're all wondering. Well, I'll just tell you if it was 12 inches in length, what do we call it? That would be a foot.
Yes.
It's not a foot.
Okay.
So it just happens to be like 2.5 inches larger than that.
Oh.
Okay. That give you an idea?
Yeah.
Now you understand that it actually could. Block his vision from seeing his feet.
Yeah.
And now you know about, now when you go to Iceland, you're going to be, what are you going to be looking for? The northern lights. You're going to be looking for the hot baths or whatever they call them, right?
Right.
And then now you're going to be looking for that special museum. So put that on your bucket list. It's Friday.
Oh, it is.
It's the 9 o'clock stretch.
Yes, it is.
Okay, people?
You're stretching.
Lighten up. Or do you want news like this? Hey, Gainesville, are you tired of getting punched in the face with taxes and stuff? Here, hold my boxing glove. Gainesville selects millage rate increase. What do you mean you select it? Selected. Millage rate increase. This from the, got this from Main Street Daily News. Gainesville City Commission gave direction Thursday to raise the property tax rate by 0.3 mils in the coming year, while cutting 8 vacant positions, freezing nearly 20 vacant positions, and opening up 4 new police officer positions. The millage increase would raise $3.4 million more than if the rate stayed flat, and $9.4 million more than the city levied in property taxes this year. So they give you a for instance. If your home is, say, worth, a property value of $200,000.
Okay.
That's different than the listing value. You, usually that value is lower than what you can sell your house
for. Taxable, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So if you got $200,000 in taxable, the owner would pay around $60 more a year. If you don't have homestead exemption, if you do, it'd be around $45 more per year with homestead exemption. But also keep in mind, home values, you know, have gone up.
Right.
And everything, every time that happens, automatically property taxes go up automatically based on the value of your home. And then on top of that, they raise the millage rate.
So basically, Democrats raising your taxes. I know that's a shocking headline right there.
Yeah.
And that pretty much wraps it up.
And then don't spend money on roads.
Yeah, there's that.
Kind of what they're known for. Could be worse. Could live in California. Pam Bondi warns California they're going to lose federal fundings unless sanctuary policies are ended. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, the podcast master himself, trashes ICE illegal alien raids.
What?
Yeah. And, you know, he gave President Trump a great, what was that, like a 3-hour interview before the election? I'd say that was definitely, maybe if not the factor, a major factor in the president winning, or maybe why the president won so handily. But it definitely, I think, was somewhat of a factor. Now Joe Rogan has gone all in criticizing President Trump, or at least his deportation policies and the crackdown on illegal immigration, blasting ICE raids as merely getting rid of landscapers.
Oh, come on. Really?
Look, Joe Rogan is a person, too.
Yes.
And as a person who has found a great deal of success in his life, I don't begrudge him that, right? That's part of America. You seize opportunity, you capitalize on it. He's doing quite well. That's okay. That's a good thing. But what happens is you lose touch. So when he says, basically, you're just getting rid of landscapers, what he means is He's afraid you'll be getting rid of his landscapers.
Oh, okay. Now the truth comes out.
Because the average person says, hey, I don't want illegal aliens running around on the streets. Some of these folks are really bad, even if they're not outright killers or rapists. Some of them are driving around with eight DUIs and drunk as a skunk, and they kill people.
Yeah.
And that's not made up. That's not hyperbole. So, Joe Rogan, you know, I think he's an open-minded guy. He's a pretty smart guy. He asks a lot of good questions. He just happens to be wrong on this. And any time, Rogan, that you want to go toe-to-toe, pal, all right, just invite me on the show. Man, what would that do to the ratings, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. If we think Gutfeld helped what's-his-name, think what you could do for Joe.
No, I'm not looking at what I do for him.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
You know, well, if you're going on his show.
Yeah, he holds all the cards.
No, that's true.
I'm just begging to get a seat at the poker table. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It is 9:16 already on the Bob Rose Show. Governor DeSantis' voluntary departures have increased since Alligator Alcatraz opened, and other success stories coming. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Have you heard of Deportation Depot?
A new store or something? Big box store?
The old Double D, Deportation Depot.
Huh, no.
It's a possible name for what they may do at Camp Blanding. This would be Alligator Alcatraz North.
Gotcha.
Deportation Depot. I don't know how true that is. AI told me it's true.
Well, then it must be questionable.
Said, according to recent reports, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced that the state will be using the temporary closed Baker Correctional Institution in Sanderson as the new immigration detention center, dubbed Deportation Depot, instead of Camp Blanding. Was Camp Blanding, was that the one they didn't want to be a detention center, so the people that were protesting against it put themselves in a cage? Do you remember that? They put themselves in a fence.
Well, that was like just downtown Gainesville.
Right, but didn't it have to do with that, or just the policies
whole,
in general?
The whole thing of putting people in cages and then the masked people making them disappear.
The cage only had three sides on it, yet still some of those people had difficulty finding their way out.
Well, they were lefties, Bob, so, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
Not too bright.
All right. Yeah. Related to Alligator Alcatraz, good news. Voluntary departures of illegal immigrants have increased since Alligator Alcatraz opened. The governor said this during a press conference yesterday, announcing the opening of a second immigration facility. DeSantis said at the press conference that demand is now for a second facility, which they're opening in North Florida's Deportation Depot. And yes, it'll be at the vacant Baker Correctional Institution. I remember somebody saying, I don't know if it was on the pickleball court, but somebody said that. They go, hey, there's a couple of prisons that aren't in use. And Baker Correctional.
There you go.
So there you go. And did you just say there you go?
I did. You knew you heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just thought it was in your head.
Well, it is in my head. I want to make sure that the demand is there, and the demand is there. And they're ramping up flights, and there's going to be even more things coming your way. And we're going to be able to utilize these resources, etc. But during the press conference, he's seen an increase in voluntary departures. Yep. We've seen an increase in the number since opening Alligator Alcatraz of illegal aliens that are taking the voluntary departure, where they can get a plane ticket, and obviously they're going to be supervised to get on that plane so we can ensure that they're actually doing it. But they get on, and they get a flight back to their home country.
Nice.
And he said, and I think it's just the fact that people say, okay, I know the law is going to be enforced. They know that they could potentially be subject to it, so why not just preempt that and just do the right thing? Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing more and more of that, and we'll probably continue to see more moving forward. So that makes their job overall a little bit easier. I have a feeling, though, those that are volunteering to leave are ones that really want to maybe someday live here and be here.
Right.
And so they're doing the right thing so that their status will be, you know, greenlit when they try to go through the legal way to come here.
Right.
That'd be a good thing. So it's not going to help, I don't think, as much in terms of getting rid of the really bad guys. I don't think.
But it is still the whole strain on the you know, our tax base, our society, our jobs, etc. So, a good thing still.
Yep, this is in line with the Department of Homeland Security, which has also urged illegal immigrants to take them up on the offer of voluntarily departing with a plane ticket to their home country and a $1,000 gift upon their arrival there, contending this is far more cost-effective for the U.S. taxpayer. Yeah. It probably is. So, yeah. $1,000.
Yeah.
It's just an Amazon gift card, just so you know.
Oh. Well,
I'm just kidding.
Who doesn't love to go shopping on Amazon? No matter where in the world you live.
Unfortunately, that is true. Hey, a federal court ruled against the Little Sisters of the Poor. Boy, this story, how long has this been going on?
Forever. I thought it was settled.
So did I.
Oh.
But a federal court ruled against the Little Sisters of the Poor on Wednesday in a years-long effort by blue states to force the Order of Catholic Nuns who care for the elderly and poor to provide contraceptives in their health care plan or face millions of dollars in fines.
Wow. Interesting.
I mean, that's not something that they promote.
Right.
But apparently it doesn't matter. The U.S. District Court, the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, sided with New Jersey and Pennsylvania, finding that religious exemptions to the Affordable Care Act's ACA contraception mandate, granted by the federal government during the first Trump administration, were arbitrary and capricious and did not follow the Administrative Procedure Act. So Trump tried to, you know, rectify the situation, and this court is reversing that, saying, oh, no, you don't. So they have to offer contraceptives in their health care plan. Wow. Because they're, what, they're so expensive? They're so hard to get?
Oh, yeah, you can't find them anywhere. Right. Yeah, I know.
Frustrating, to say the least. But you know what? We're going to be looking at more positive things, because things that make you smile is only 15 minutes away. It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nine:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Friday, my friends. It was on this day in 1969 that people were, they were having a good time. They were partying.
1969.
They were partying like it was 1969 because, well, it was. You know what was going on, right?
Can you give us a hint?
Music.
Oh,
mud.
Oh, yes.
And acid.
Well, there you
is
go.
Is that a giveaway?
Woodstock, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay. I was too young to participate.
Yeah, I was.
That might be a good thing.
I was 8 years old.
The Woodstock Music Festival opens on a patch of farmland in White Lake, a hamlet in the upstate New York town of Bethel. And it was on this date, 1969. And the promoters, John Roberts, Joel Rosenman, Artie Cornfield, Michael Lang, originally envisioned the festival as a way to raise funds to build a recording studio and rock and roll retreat near the town of Woodstock, New York. The longtime artist colony was already home base for Bob Dylan and others. Despite their relative inexperience, the young promoters managed to sign a roster of top acts. Jefferson Airplane, The Who, The Grateful Dead, Sly and the Family Stone, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I mean, wow.
Joe Cocker was in there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a who's who, for sure.
It really was.
Except for The Who.
Plans for the festival were on the verge of foundering, however, after both Woodstock and the nearby town of Wallkill denied permission to hold the event.
Ooh.
It was dairy farmer Max Yazger that came to the rescue at the last minute, giving the promoters access to his 600 acres of land in Bethel, some 50 miles from Woodstock.
Okay.
So that's I'm going up to Yazger's farm, going to join in a rock and roll band.
Here you go.
Early estimates of attendance increased from 50,000 to around 200,000. But by the time the gates opened on Friday, August 15th, it's believed that more than 400,000 people were clamoring to get in.
That's crazy.
Those without tickets simply walked through the gaps in the fences, and the organizers were eventually forced to make the event free.
Oh,
folk singer and guitarist Richie Havens kicked off the event with a long set. Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie also performed. Wow. So
it's amazing they got all those artists there. That really is incredible.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
And yeah, and especially since the promoters are, they were like
nobodies.
They were like nobodies.
Yeah, right.
And they talked them all into playing that kind of thing. Well, you know, that's before, you know, the music movement of that genre, before it had gotten completely corporate.
Right, all capitalized, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yes, corporate.
And they were kind of, you know, counterculture.
That's true.
So it's like, yeah you're not going to tell me where I can play and where I can't play. I'm going to go play there.
And then they did.
Yeah. And, wow.
Had to be something else, to put it mildly.
We're still talking about it.
I know, all these years later. And we weren't even old enough to realize it was going on, really.
But really, like, from your earliest years, I mean, you kind of, when somebody said Woodstock,
well, you know,
you had a pretty good general idea what they're talking about. This gigantic concert. And, of course, if your parents explained it to you, they'll tell you that they might have a different kind of vision of
what it was like, yeah.
Yeah, and theirs probably accurate, too.
Music in mind, tomorrow. Hard to believe it's been 48 years since Elvis died.
Well, old was he? 40?
He was 42.
Wow.
He's been dead that many years longer than he actually lived.
So he'd be 90.
So, man. Yeah, he, he was born in 35. Yeah.
He'd be 90 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
And what was so
sad? You ain't nothing but a hound.
It would have been interesting. He had so many health issues. It really is sad, I mean, that he had to die. Because he didn't have to die at 42. If he had had some good medical care, he really
could have lived longer. Hindsight's 20/20, but you'd think, a doctor would say, hey, look,
I know.
You need a break, and we're going to put you in a facility, whatever,
right?
And we are going to get you, cleaned up inside and out, and we're going to address as many of these issues as we can.
Yeah.
And get him back into his martial arts.
Oh, absolutely.
Get him off all the drugs.
Well, that they did several times. He would go into the hospital, and that would be kind of a thing. But it was just the physical issues he had that just...
Was he taking, like, opiates? Do you know offhand?
I'm not sure what all...
I know he was taking, like, uppers and downers, but but opiates, like pain medication. The reason I asked is because one of the things he had was like an impacted colon.
Yes.
And that, often,
And so it could have been related.
A side effect of that.
And an enlarged heart that he'd had forever.
Well, I always knew he had a big heart, so I don't know
about giving away those Lincolns all the time. Yeah. But yeah, it was, 48 years. Do you remember, I remember exactly where I was at because I was in high school. So that would have been, I guess I'd been driving on a permit because I'd have been turning 16.
You didn't buy your brand new AMC yet?
I didn't have my driver's license yet. I was on a permit.
But didn't you buy it soon after that?
Oh, 19. No, it's my senior year. Ordered a brand
new. Well, you were just about to turn
16.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, ironically, I was driving with my mom, Walmart parking lot, and just heard on the radio, is dead today at 42 in Memphis. And with my family coming from Mississippi and being Southerners and into that music, I looked at my mom. I said, that can't be Elvis. And she said, well, he's human too. And then they repeated the story, and Elvis was gone. 1977.
Wow. What a body of work he had.
Oh,
think
my
he
goodness.
Was able to continue.
Yeah. I mean, well, he did like, what, 30, 33, 35 movies or something like that? I mean,
did he do that many movies?
He did a bunch of them. Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize because so many times you hear about places, you know, oh, Elvis filmed, a movie here. And I'm thinking, I thought to myself, how many has he filmed? Because I've seen something this pop up in a lot of places.
A lot of movies.
He filmed stuff around Ocala and stuff.
Yes.
I do know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think the one about the World's Fair, I think, was done in Ocala, if I'm not mistaken. Because that's the one that, who is Goldie Hawn's husband, the actor? You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, he played a little, he's the kid that kicked Elvis in the shins.
Oh, Russell.
Kurt Russell. And then ironically grew up and as a young adult played Elvis in a movie. So,
wow.
How's that for irony?
That is.
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, something of a more serious nature.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a look at the Radiant Credit Union tropical weather situation. And we're talking about Tropical Storm Aaron, which any time now could turn into a hurricane, packing maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. Those were 8 a.m. numbers. So there'll be some new numbers coming out a little bit later on this morning, and there's a real good chance going to turn into a hurricane today again, maybe even within hours. And the good news is its movement is west northwest at 17 miles an hour, and that means that it is curving, or it's showing a future kind of curve that will keep it far off the Florida coast.
That's good.
If it follows the line that most of them agree on. And again, that's why we keep an eye on these things, because this thing, it will turn into a hurricane more than likely today, and maybe a major hurricane as early as Sunday morning.
Now, should you be on the coast, though, rip currents are still a possibility because of this activity.
Yeah, even when they're things are pretty far out to sea, there still can be a pretty good impact there.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't go offshore fishing that particular day on the East Coast anyway.
Not so much.
That's just me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless I'm wearing my water wings, and I might chance it. Let's see. So that's going to be on people's minds. The biggest story of the day is President Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia meeting today in Alaska. Now, I don't know if they're going to do, like the whale tour where you go out on the boat, or if they're going to do the railroad thing and go inland a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I guess they're going to sit down and talk.
And I guess if it goes well, I can just see Trump and Putin right there on the front of the ship, almost in memory of like Titanic, right there in the front, arms in the...
Okay, who's going to play that part?
Well, I mean, Trump would have to be...
I'm king of the world!
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're going to fight over. Who's going to be king of the world?
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Yeah. We'll see.
Black bear hunting announced it'll be in December. Marion County is one of the counties where that will take effect in December, and it's going to be open for 3 weeks, which is pretty lengthy. They want to thin out the population of black bears, and somewhat controversial, although not kind of the blowback that I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the people would be a little bit more up in arms, but maybe they're starting to understand that, it's called wildlife management.
Yeah.
For a reason.
I've seen some
kids. Not a petting zoo.
Highly advised against.
Yeah.
But see a little pushback on the book of faces, but you're going to get that, you know,
no, yeah.
all the time. So.
Yeah. Oh, and Mayor Bowser.
Woof.
She is a mayor of she is a mayor of action.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the stuff is hitting the fan in her own city, I mean, talk about the worst time you could pick to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe smart in some ways, but not if you care about your job or your people. She left and flipped to Martha's Vineyard.
Amazing.
She needed a break. She needed a safe space.
Uh-huh.
So much going on.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really going to be another success story for Trump and for the people that live in D.C. They've already apprehended, I think, close to 100.
They've been a lot.
A lot of them are really bad guys. Many of them are illegal immigrants. And he said he was going to clean up D.C. And the president is following through with real action, not the action of running away. Yep. It is 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time now for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts, and it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now with a count your blessings kind of a thought. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And let's go to Larry. What's making you smile?
Morning, Bob. So I'm an old guy. I've been playing golf for about 30 years. It's been a frustrating uphill trying to get better. I never really did get great, but on Wednesday, I hit 2 under par on the front nine, messed it up a little bit on the back, but ended up with an 18 of 2 over par. And that's the best I've ever done and probably the best I'll ever do. I don't know.
Well, you got to keep hitting them, but that's better than I've ever done. And so good for you, Larry. Enjoy.
Nice.
The game will present challenges your entire life. Tom, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. I am smiling as a proud father this morning. Our son, William, has successfully completed his plebe summer program at the United States Naval Academy and is preparing to start classes in Annapolis on Monday.
Nice.
Congratulations. I know you're smiling on that. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Despite what you shared about Elvis in 1977, my best memory from 1977 is I watched live as Reggie Jackson of the New York Yankees pounded 3 home runs in a World Series game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wow. That's another great memory. You got it. The Smoking Gun is coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. CNN's senior national security analyst, Juliette Kamen, was on with Anderson Cooper and basically said, I mean, not basically, literally said, that the Department of Homeland Security was using Nazi propaganda, I guess, to recruit new ICE agents. She said, with undertones of white nationalism. I like what the DHS spokesperson said in return, Trisha McLaughlin. She said, calling everything you dislike Nazi propaganda is tiresome, yawn. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.